Think of glitz, glamour, music, performance, closed fist, angst music with, thrown in with a wind machine or two. I think we're talking about Eurovision. It's happening this week because, well, the first semi-final was last night, the second semi-final tomorrow, and then the final will be happening this Saturday. From EBU, we've got Dave Goodman to tell us all about it. Dave, what's special about this year's Eurovision?
Well, good morning from Rotterdam. What's special about this year's Eurovision? Well, something very special is that we're back. I mean, we missed a year last year, like so many things. We were subject to the sad implications of the coronavirus pandemic, and we missed our first year in 65 years. So we have brought the competition back, and that was a big priority for us at the European Broadcasting Union to make sure that it returned this year, come what may. We had lots of contingency plans. We had all the artists record their songs in their own countries as a live on tape, as we called it, just in case they couldn't make it here. We used Australia's last night, actually, because, of course, Australians can't travel at the moment. But we have brought the Eurovision Song Contest back, and it is better than ever. And if you saw last night's semi-final, it's as near normal as we can make it in the current situation.
Yeah, so there's an audience and everything. I mean, this must have been something, as you say, you had a contingency plan ready, but when did you think to yourself, okay, we're going to actually be able to do this now? We're going to be able to do it with a live audience too?
Well, it's all been, you know, very, very much step by step. And we've had to be really agile with the planning of this because obviously everything changes every week and things look good and then things look bad again. And it's only been in the last few weeks, really, that we've been able to sort of just solidify the plans. We back in February, we settled on doing a B scenario, which was not the perfect normal Eurovision, but it was a socially distant Eurovision. And we've worked towards those plans since then. But the decision on audiences actually only came in April from the Dutch authorities, the Dutch government. And it's all part of a thing called the Field Labs pilot, which is a Dutch scheme to bring back audiences into venues. It's happening in a lot of countries, of course. And so this is all being administered by them. And we've got about 3,500 people coming in. And last night they really, you know, raised the roof in the Rotterdam Ahoy. And to have that audience there with all those artists, it really made a massive difference to the atmosphere. And I think everyone was just really emotional because we haven't been in this sort of live music environment for so long now. And to have that and to bring people back safely, of course, it's all been done very safely. Everyone had to test negative for coronavirus before they could come in. And everybody on site here in the Netherlands as well, everyone who was taking part in the show, the crew, the artists, the delegations, they are all testing every 48 hours as well to make sure that we have a safe event. And it really is, you know, something special to be able to do this with the support of the authorities here and all the artists from around Europe. There's 39 countries taking part, and everyone is really, really buying into the protocol we've set up, the health and safety protocol that we revealed back in February, that is keeping this event as safe as possible and to minimise the risks of any sort of problems with coronavirus.
So we saw 16 countries perform yesterday. Were there any surprises in terms of who qualified, who didn't qualify?
It was very exciting. I mean, it was really, really high standard this year. So many great songs, so many great performances. And that is the joy of Eurovision, because it's the sort of television you do not see the rest of the year. And we make sure that this is a huge spectacle. And so much goes into the staging of each 3-minute song from each country. So everybody gets a chance to shine on the stage. And we had 10 qualifiers from the 16 that took part last night. And some really great songs, really great artists. We've got a really wide mix of genres from sort of, you know, up-tempo dance, a lot of 80s, late 80s inspired songs this year. Belgium got through last night as well with Hooverphonic, who are a very established, well-known group with a very, very, you know, quiet, introspective sort of song, as well as we had the big fireworks from Cyprus as well. I mean, there was just so much great stuff last night, and it was very hard to say goodbye to 6 of the artists who didn't qualify, but of course that's the competition, and 10 more will qualify tomorrow night, and we'll have 26 in the final on Saturday night competing to win the 65th Eurovision Song Contest.
You do mention fireworks there. I do need to add pyrotechnics onto my Eurovision bingo card. I like to play Eurovision bingo where I mark off when you see certain things come in, like a wind machine or like glitter or something, or someone just change octave very suddenly. Like I like to make a little Eurovision bingo. It's my favourite thing around Eurovision. How can
there we... There was plenty of that last night. We had pyro, we had key changes. We had costume changes as well. So three great Eurovision tropes and familiar Eurovision things you expect at Eurovision.
Good.
We had all last night, and there's plenty more of that to come as well.
Excellent. So the final is on Saturday. How can we watch it in Switzerland? 9 p.m. by the way, mark your diaries. But how can we watch it in Switzerland?
It depends. I mean, if you've got cable or fiber optic TV, you can watch on any public television channel in Europe. So you can watch on ARD, on Das Erste, the German channel. If you want to watch in German, you can watch on France 2 if you've got the French channel. But of course, if you want to watch on Swiss TV, it's on RTS1. But it's also on all the other Swiss channels as well, in German with German commentary, of course, Italian commentary. And of course, if you've got the British channels, you can watch in English with Graham Norton's commentary on BBC One. So this is a public TV event with 39 public broadcasters from around Europe and Australia taking part. And if you can get the public channels of the countries taking part, you can watch there, or indeed online on YouTube as well. Millions watch online in countries not taking part. It's watched in every country on earth, the Eurovision Song Contest now, thanks to YouTube. So and we're in the US this year as well. We've got a deal with NBC to stream on their platform Peacock. So millions of Americans also going to be enjoying this year, and they get their own song contest next year based on this format. So the American Song Contest is coming in February next year. So Eurovision is, 65 years after we began this in Lugano, this show is still a massive, massive draw, and it's getting bigger than ever.
It's huge. And also, I will just throw ahead and just say tomorrow night is the second semi-final. Switzerland will be performing then. So fingers crossed. Yes, get behind Switzerland. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Hopefully they'll qualify. They just never know. You never know. Their song, Guillaume's Tears and Tout l'Univers. So it's a song in French. Check that one out tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. as well, isn't it? Tomorrow, the second semi-final on Swiss time. Dave Goodman from the EBU. Thanks very much for telling us about the 65th edition of Eurovision happening this week. I hope everything goes nice and smoothly from now on. Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you. No problem. Enjoy the shows.
When you don't realise you're in the moment until it's a memory.